My father attended church, but he was never a serious churchman. It was kind of one of those things you do because you're supposed to do it. He never was.
Yeah, a lot of comedians are Lutheran. That's interesting. But did you have a name for your grandfather? Like you called your grandmother Bima?
Yeah, I did. I called him Granddaddy. And he died early. I didn't have a long-standing relation with him. Mm-hmm. And when the family moved out here, he stayed back in Central Texas. And mm-hmm. I never did see much of him except go down and visit. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. One of my uncles, my father's brother was in the petroleum business, and his father was a farmer down in the Houston area, and then he moved up to the Austin area, and they took his home. His name was Gustav Palm. Mm-hmm. And they took his home and moved it intact into Zilfer Park in San Antonio. And it exists there today because it was one of those original log cabins.
Uh-huh.
You can imagine how a family lived there. It was so small, and it was just shelter more than anything else. But they moved it into the park, and it is still there as a curiosity for people to go through and look at it.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. did you have brothers and sisters?
I had an older sister. Margaret was about 5 years older than I am, and William was 3 years older than I am, and then I had a younger brother 2 years younger than I am.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They're all gone. I'm the last
one. Oh my goodness. Hmm. Wow. When parents bring up their children, you can say that they bring them up or they also...
Raise them?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's the past tense of that?
Raised?
Uh-huh.
And we were raised in El Paso.
Uh-huh. And let's see. If you resemble your father, how do you say that?
Looked like?
Mm-hmm. And... if a woman wanted to have a baby and she didn't go to a hospital, a woman would help her. Maybe this woman wasn't trained medically. What would she be called?
Well, there's a word for it.
You know, even in El Paso, I heard they didn't use this kind of woman very much.
Not very much.
A doctor would come out and make a house call. If,
that is correct.
If there you were couldn't a lot get to the of, hospital.
In fact, I was not born in a hospital. My younger brother, who came after me, was.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about the older children, because they were born down in the Austin area
mm-hmm.
before the family moved out here. But what do they call women who help with childbirth? Name for them.
Have you ever heard it? This is a name that's particular, I think, to Utah. Have you ever heard of a granny woman?
No.
You never heard it called granny woman?
No. There's still another, and I'll come up with it in time.
Okay.